Okay, well then, let's go to Sheila's art question for this week. More on Leonardo da Vinci. Was Leonardo da Vinci from this world, Ion?
Didn't we do that already?
I'm not sure. She's asking it.
Oh, okay. Then the answer is yes, but he didn't hang here long.
Okay. Was he a parallel world traveler?
Certainly, yes.
So when he was here, you know, 1480, 90s up to 1520 is the dates we give to him, that was a short time for him.
Correct. Oh, yeah.
Where is he now?
Well, he's gone to other worlds, but now he's in the Guff, finally.
What world was he in when he went to the Guff?
5540.
Okay. Why did he give it up?
Oh, he just got bored with it all.
did going to the Guff solve that problem?
It did.
Okay. Then Sheila says, is that how he brought many of his inventions back to his time, time in quotes, by being a parallel world traveler?
Yes.
Okay. Did Da Vinci paint primarily to obtain money checks?
No, he did not. He did not. It kept him plugged into the oligarch.
What's the oligarch?
Oligarchy.
Okay.
Yes, the oligarchy, but we call it oligarch.
Right, and you did mention last week, when Sheila asked about Da Vinci last week, you did say he, in reference to a painting, John the Baptist, that he did want, it was for the money checks. Is it only in that particular painting?
Yes.
But in general, he did not do it for money checks.
He wanted to get plugged into the place of power at the time, which was the Roman Catholic Church.
And he wanted to show them his inventions.
Well, that was the whole point of being connected, you see.
Did he know the church, the leaders of the church, knew about parallel worlds?
Yes, they did. They spoke about it every sermon, yes, Bob.
Did they know he was from another world?
Not so much. He was just an inventor, painter person. He was just the help, Bob.
So they didn't know.
They didn't care.
And they didn't know that he was getting his inventions from the parallel world.
Correct, but they wanted the benefit of them.
Did they stop a few of them?
They shelved a few.
Okay.
They're shelved, and that's in reference to the basement in Vatican City.
Right, and they shelved them because they could not see the relevance, or it threatened their power.
It threatened their dogma.
Okay. Okay. Did Da Vinci paint primarily to obtain money checks? If yes, and you said no, what was his fast path to his joy?
Staying plugged into the place of what was at the moment was the power.
And why was he a power junkie, or he actually wanted? He thought these people would be interested in this technology.
No, Bob. If you're visiting and you want to have a good time, you want to get plugged into where all the good time is. So you plug into where it is, and that's all he did.
There were a lot of good times going on at Vatican City.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
They had brown and clear party liquor.
That's for sure.
Brown and clear.
Yeah, that's where all the parties were.
Yeah, that's right.
They could afford them.
Right. Then finally, Sheila says, many believe the Shroud of Turin to be a hoax of Leonardo da Vinci's. Did he create the famous Shroud of Turin?
Well, it was allowed. It wasn't the way it was. None of it. It's the way they said it is, okay? So it almost becomes inconsequential. So you don't have to find fault that this was a hoax, and the poor people of Turin can still hold on to their hope realm, and you don't have to get mad at the monks, set the church on fire that like to burn the thing up, and on and on and on and on and on. It just becomes some of that rewritable past that you all do all the time, but at the end of the day, it's not very relevant.